from the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, November 4th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that a car dealership in business for more than 80 years in the Delaware County town of Grand Gorge is at risk of losing its Ford franchise. W.S. Hinckley & Sons, Incorporated was established in 1930 by Henry Ford himself, but the Ford Motor Company now claims the dealership is underperforming and it has taken steps to sever its ties with the business. Hinckley & Sons owner Ed Hinckley has initiated legal action against Ford to prevent the dealership from being disenfranchised. Hinckley said in a statement, and I quote, "Terminating a long-standing, loyal franchise that has promoted the Ford brand for nearly a century not only eliminates local jobs in sales and service, but forces rural customers to drive to more urban areas to do business," end quote. Hinckley was informed in 2013 that the business had failed to meet Ford's corporate sales and performance standards. In November 2015, declared its intent to disenfranchise the dealership. Hinckley said, and I quote, "The biggest story here is the systematic elimination of small-town jobs in our country by American corporations with little regard to loyalty, history, or personal responsibility. Henry Ford knew the importance of maintaining long-standing relationships with its customers and dealers that are not based solely on profit alone," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting that on Thursday, November the 3rd, the Obama administration commended Ulster County for its effort to electrify the county's vehicle fleet. Ulster was the only New York county to be recognized by the administration as part of an announcement of federal actions designed to, and I quote, "accelerate the deployment of electrical vehicles and charging infrastructure," end quote. The initiative includes the designation of 48 electrical vehicle charging corridors on federal highways. Ulster County was recognized for its commitment to reduce GHG emissions from county government operations by 25% by 2025. County Executive Michael Hines said he, and I quote, "couldn't be more proud," end quote, that the county was recognized by the White House. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton reports at Capital Confidential that a Manhattan federal judge has ruled that a state law barring voters from showing their completed ballots can stand. In his 16-page opinion, Judge P. Kevin Castle wrote that any last-minute change in protocol could wreak havoc at polling sites next week. Castle wrote, and I quote, "A last-minute judicially imposed change in the protocol at 5,300 polling places would be a recipe for delays and a disorderly election, as well-intentioned voters either took the perfectly posed selfie or struggled with their rarely used smartphone camera." Three New York City voters filed suit last week against the state and city boards of election, claiming the selfie ban restricts voters' First Amendment rights. However, Castle opined the widespread availability and ease of smartphone technology could, in fact, increase the risk of a form of voter intimidation. Castle wrote, and I quote, "Without the statute, employers, unions, and religious groups could encourage their members to upload images of their marked ballots to a single location to prove their commitment to the designated candidate," end quote. State law does not ban all photography inside the voting booth or polling locations. Voters can take selfies with a blank ballot or inside the booth without the ballot visible. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand announced on November the 3rd that two Dutchess County farms won grants from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, Value Added Producer Grant, the VAPG program. Program, and I quote, "to create new products and improve their marketing strategy to raise brand awareness and increase sales," end quote, doled out $2,279,655 to New York farms. Included $49,000 for organic indoor gardens of Poughkeepsie and $53,625 for Fishkill Farms. Joseph Morgenthau, owner of Fishkill Farms, said, and I quote, "Fishkill Farms is thrilled to have our Heritage Cidery project recognized by the USDA for its significance with the 2016 VAPG Grant Award. We're excited to embark on the research, planning, and product development that will lay the foundation for a world-class cidery and tasting room on the farm. producing a distinctive craft cider with our own organic and sustainably grown fruit, end quote. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Saugerties voters will consider whether the highway superintendent's term should be lengthened from 2 years to four starting in 2017 in the November 8th election. Saugerties Highway Superintendent Doug Meyer said, and I quote, "The surrounding towns that I work hand in hand with each day, the town of Woodstock and the town of Ulster, have 4-year terms in place already. I also work with the village of Saugerties continuously. When we're talking about different programs and we're trying to implement together, I can only commit as long as I'm going to be in office, and that's only 2 years," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times-Union, a group of Democrats are asking the state Senate Republican majority to release documents turned over by the alleged polluters in Hoosick Falls and Petersburg. In the past year, the water in those Rensselaer towns was determined to be poisoned by perfluorooctanoic acid, with much finger-pointing on the cause and the delay in notifying residents. Republicans say they are in the process of reviewing thousands of documents from St. Gobain Performance Plastics to Conic Plastics and Honeywell International and won't say what they will do with the documents next. State Senator Brad Holliman told Politico, and I quote, "It is bewildering and frustrating to me as the ranking Democrat that we're not holding the polluters' feet to the fire and we're not following through on the subpoena and we're not questioning the executives under oath," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. John Campbell reports in the Democrat and Chronicle that the 514 new highway signs touting New York's tourism program violate a federal ruling prohibiting signs of that sort. The Federal Highway Administration has repeatedly notified Cuomo's administration that the signs violate federal and state law, but the State Department of Transportation and Thruway Authority ignored those warnings and installed the signs, including one at Exit 21 in Catskill on the I-87 Thruway. Highway Administration spokesman Neil Gaffney said in a statement, and I quote, "Some of the signs have non-conforming symbols, while others violate sign lettering and other standards," end quote. The state DOT says the signs follow standard specifications and are in full compliance with the federal law. Each of the signs in question include a mention of ilovenewyork.com and the state's I Love New York mobile app, promotion for the state rather than about a safety issue. You can read that full story in the Democrat and Chronicle. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 57 degrees. For Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 31. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 56 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 40. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 30. The sun rose this morning at 7:33 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:44 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the fourth day of November 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.